We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Chosh Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Hilchoi Shluchin, Halacha Gimel. B'chol HaTorah Kula, Shluchoi Shiladam Kamoisai. Regarding everything related to the Torah, mitzvahs, everything, the law is that a person's shliach, if a person makes a messenger to do something for him, it's exactly as if he did it himself. V'ein Shlichus La'akum. The laws of shlichus do not apply to a goy, to a non-Jew. Ve'ein shlichus l'katon. And the laws of shlichus don't apply to a katon, somebody, a boy under the age of bar mitzvah, 13 years old. Gam ein shliach l'dvar avera. And also the laws of shlichus do not apply to doing a sin. Al pi ha-toyro omer Rabbi Akiva, kishetagiu l'avnei shayish tohor, Al Toimru Mayim Mayim. This halacha will be based on Torah Nun Aleph, chapter 51 in Likutei Moran, which is based on a statement by Rabbi Akiva, who said he was talking to his friends when they went to a very, very high place in heaven, and he said to them, when you see these pure, pure stones, they look like water. Don't say Mayim Mayim, don't say that it's water. Shenemar doiver shkorim lo yikon leneged einai, because there's a pasuk that says that a person who speaks falsely, lies, will not stand before Hashem's eyes, cannot be in the presence of Hashem's eyes. Hashem doesn't want to look at them. Vaklal, to summarize what Rabbeinu Zal says in that Torah, shehasheker mazik lo einayim begashmius veruchnius. Lies, falseness, harms the eyes physically and spiritually. Kialidei hasheker nisaker domov. Because by a person telling lies, their blood becomes spoiled. V'nimshach bechia udmois. And it causes crying and tears. Shehem kilkul harois. When a person's crying, the vision becomes blurred. They can't see clearly. V'chulu, etc. Rabbeinu Zal explains this a lot over there in Likutei Moran. Ki iker hisavus hasheker hu machmas harichuk me'echod. Rabbeinu Zal says there that the whole concept of sheker coming into existence, the concept of falseness, is only because of moving away from one. Originally, there was only one. There was only Hashem. As soon as there became more than one, there became a possibility of sheker, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there. Ki emes hu echod, because truth is one, v'sheker hu rabim, falseness is many. Rabbeinu Zal gives an example over there. If I want to say about this table that it's a table, I can only say that. If I want to tell the truth, I can say it's a table. If I want to say something false about it, I can call it a chair, a sink, I can call it 100 different things. So emes is one, sheker is many. V'koydem abriyo hoyo hakoil echod. Before Hashem created the world and the universe and everything, there was only one. There was only Hashem. V'afilu shem toher loy hoyo shayach loymar. And even the word pure couldn't be used at that time, didn't apply. Ki toher ein shayach el b'mokom she'esh achizas hatuma. Because the word toher only applies where there's a possibility of tuma. Avol koydem habriyo, whereas before creation, hoya kuloy echod, kuloy toiv, kuloy koydish. There was only one, only good, only holy, so that the term tuma and tahara didn't apply. Rabbeinu Zal there quotes a pasuk, utihartem mikol tumoisechem. I'll purify you from all your tumah. So we see that it's only with his tumah that there's tahara. If there's no tumah, then there's no tahara either. Ach tekev kishiyotzo habriya mikoyach alapoyal. However, as soon as Hashem brought the creation from thought into action, he created, nishave miyad bechinas hatahara. That's when the concept of purity came into existence. Shehu bechinas habchira, which is also the concept of free choice. Shemishom ikar hasheker. That's the source. That's the basis from where sheker begins. when there's a concept of a choice. Ki tekef achra bria choyu kavyochol shnei dvarim. Because immediately after Hashem created the world, there were two. Bechinas ho'echod, there was one, which is Hashem, v'habriya, and the world. V'oz shayech bechira. When there's two, there's a concept of a choice, this or that. Ki be'echod ein shayech bechira. When there's only one, there's no choice. Rak b'mokom sheyesh shnei dvarim shayech bechira. Livchor bozeh oy bozeh. It's only where there's two that it's possible there's a concept of choosing this one or that one. Umishom ikar achizas hasheker. And that's where the whole concept of sheker really begins from. Shesharoshoy meirichuk meyechod. The source, the roots of sheker are when we move away from one. Ayin shom kol ze heitev. Rav Nosson Zal says, study that chapter in the Likutei Moran, because there Rabbeinu Zal explains this very well. Val yidei hashgochas Hashem yisborach. And when Hashem is looking strongly at something, afilu achar hapoula shoytzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu mikoyach al hapoel kol ad, then even after Hashem already created, where Hashem brought everything from koyach, from his thought into action, kol hadvorim heim ba'achdus imoy, everything is one with Hashem. When the hashgacha is strong, when Hashem is looking carefully at something, then that thing is one with Hashem. The Gemara says, for example, we have a pasuk about Eretz Yisrael, Tomid Eini Hashem Alekecha Bo, that the eyes of Hashem are always on Eretz Yisrael. That's why the Gemara says about Eretz Yisrael, Kol Ador Be'Eretz Yisrael, Doime Kemish Yeshlo Yelaka, that a person who's living in Eretz Yisrael has Hashem on him. Because the look of Hashem, the Hashgacha of Hashem, means that's Mekasher, the thing to Hashem. Va'oz hakol, then it becomes one with Hashem. Va'oz hakol echod, and then val yidei emes, and through truth, Hashemi hashgochas Hashem yisborach olov. A person draws the eyes of Hashem upon him, because we mentioned before the pasuk doiver shkorim lo yikoin leneged einai. A person who lies cannot be in the eyes of Hashem. Which means that the truth, a person who tells the truth, has the eyes of Hashem upon him. Through emes, a person draws the hashkoch of Hashem on him. And then it goes back to being all one. After creation and before creation becomes one when the hashkoch of Hashem is on it. But by lying, falseness, a person removes the supervision of Hashem from them. And then he causes a separation, a pirud, between after creation and before creation. And that's where falseness originates from, when there's this separation between before the Bria and after Bria, when there's two. V'zehu, and this is why Rabbi Akiva said, Kishitagiu la'avnei shayish tohor, when you'll get to these pure, pure marble stones, al toimru mayim mayim, don't say that it's water, water, shehem b'chinas demois. This refers to Rabbeinu Zal says there, the tears, shenishave al yidei sheker, which are caused through sheker, Ayin shom kol ze heitev. Look over there, study Torah Nun Aleph well, to be able to have a good foundation for this. Now Rav Nosson Zal begins. V'ze b'china shluchay shalodam kemoisoy b'chol ha-Torah kulo. Now we'll understand why the Gemara says that a shliach is the same as the mishaleach regarding the entire Torah. Kiklal kol ha-Torah hu bishvil lichloel be'echod. Because the entire Torah is all about becoming part of Hashem, becoming part of one. Lichloel achar ha-briya b'koidem ha-briya. To connect after creation with before creation. Shehu kulo yechad, kulo toiv. Before creation, there was only one, only good. Ki ze ikara hatachle shebishvil ze nivro hodom, kedei lichloil kol ho'ilomois biyechod, al yedei kiyum hatoira va'mitzvois bo'ilom hazeh, shehu achdusoi, ki yodua. Because this is the reason, this is the ultimate purpose for which Hashem created man, that man has the ability to attach all of the worlds to Hashem, to Echod, to one. How? By fulfilling the Torah and mitzvahs in this world. And the Torah and mitzvahs are the oneness of Hashem. They are one with Hashem. We know the Torah is called Kula Shmoisav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah is all of the names of Hashem, which is Hashem. Hashem Echod u'Shemoy Echod. Hashem is one and His name is one. And the name of Hashem is the Torah. The Torah is Kula Shmoisav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we mentioned the previous year that mitzvah is Yud Kei Vav Kei. In Atbash, Mem Tzadik is Yud Kei Vav Kei. So mitzvah is Hashem. So the more a person is studying and fulfilling the Torah and the mitzvahs, the more he's one with Hashem. And not only him, but if he's doing it in this world, and if he's doing it by eating and drinking and sleeping, he's not just Mala himself. He doesn't just attach himself to Echod. He attaches the Olam HaAsiyah. He raises the Olam HaAsiyah and all of the worlds to become one with Hashem. U'bishvil ze kol ha-Torah kulo hu b'china seinayim. And this is why we find that the entire Torah is referred to as the eyes. K'may shekosuv, as the pasuk says, mitzvas Hashem boro meira seinayim. The mitzvas of Hashem create the light of the eyes. Ki al yedei ha-Torah mamshichin einei hashgachosi oleinu. Because through learning Torah and being mekayim the Torah, we draw the hashgacha, the eyes of Hashem upon us. And through that, after creation and before creation, become one. We know that Tikkuni Zohar says that the first word in the Torah, the word Bereshis, represents the eyes. Because there's the eyes, we know the Zohar HaKadosh says, are the three klas gavnin deina, the three colored rings of the eye, and the basayin, the pupil. There's a pasuk, Eile Roshei Beis Avoisam. These are the heads of the families of Klal Yisrael, the Avoisam. The Avois, Avram Yitzchok Yaakov, are called Roshei. They're the leaders of Klal Yisrael, the founders of Klal Yisrael. So Roshei refers to the three Avois. The word Bereshis has in it the word Roshei, Reish Aleph Shin Yud, which is the three Avois, which is the three colored rings of the eye, and the word bas. Bas refers to the pupil of the eye, the basayin. So we see that the word Bereshis is the eye. The Torah begins with the eye, because again, the Torah, through the Torah, by learning Torah and being mekayim the Torah, we draw the hashgach of Hashem on us, the eyes of Hashem upon us. That's why it says, Kutshebrichu v'Yisrael v'oiraisa chadhu. Hashem, the Jews, and the Torah are one. Through the Torah, the Yidden become one with Hashem. We draw the Hashgach of Hashem on us, and then through that we become one with Hashem. V'ze shekosu v'lo yisasuru achrei levavchem v'achrei einechem asher atem zoinem achreichem. And that's why when it talks about going against the Torah, it says, don't follow your eyes. Don't follow your heart, the apikosis of your heart, and don't follow your eyes. Ki ikar pigam kol ho'averois hu shepoigim be'eini Hashem kavyochel. Because the main damage and harm that's done through all of the averois is that we're being poigim in the eyes of Hashem. We're breaking that kesher with the eyes of Hashem. K'may shekosuv, as the pasuk says, V'hora be'einecho asisi. I did what was bad in your eyes, Hashem, chas v'shalom. Uchsiv, and there's another pasuk, by Er, it says, V'yihi Er ra be'einei Hashem. He was evil in the eyes of Hashem. So ra affects the eyes. Hainu, shalidei hu aveira, shu ra be'einei Hashem, ayidei ze kavyochel mesalek einei ashkechosei mimenu. through an Aveiro, which is bad in the eyes of Hashem, through that a person removes the eyes of Hashem from him. Nifrat And through that he causes a break between after creation and before creation. He becomes far, he's moving away from Koidem Abriya when it was all one, there was only one. Shezehu Iker HaPigam VaPirud Shoise Al Yedehu Aveira. That's the main damage and separation that's caused through an Aveira. Bechinas V'Nirgan Mafrid Aluf. The word Pirud is used about doing an Aveira. There it's talking about Loshon Hara. That what does it cause? It causes Pirud, separation. Ki mafrid achar abriya mikoidem abriya al yidei pigam haaveira shehu pigam haeinayim. Because through an aveira, which is a pigam in the eyes, because again, when a person does an aveira, what is he saying? He's saying Hashem isn't looking at me. Because if a person believed that Hashem is watching him, which meshugana could do, and how could a person do an aveira? The only way a person can do an aveira is by removing the eyes of Hashem from him. Nobody sees me. Nobody sees, nobody knows. A ganav, somebody who steals or does anything wrong, what does he do? He does it when nobody's looking, nobody's watching. So the whole concept of an aveira is that a person is denying the hashgacha of Hashem. He's denying, he doesn't believe that Hashem is looking at him and watching him. So through the aveira, he breaks that kesher. We know, for example, when a child is in a swimming pool, in a brecha, you have a shomer, a lifeguard that's watching. As long as the lifeguard is watching, as long as he's looking at that child, that's a chibur. The enayim is a chibur. That child is attached to that lifeguard. He's not by himself anymore. He's attached. The minute there's no hashgacha, it's a separate entity, and chas v'shalom, who knows what could happen, that kind of thing. The eyes are mamish like a string. It's like a chevel, a kesher, to the other thing that makes them one, that attaches them. Ki ikar klolius bi'echod, achar abriya b'koydom abriya, hal yidei b'china sueinayim, hayinu eni hashgacha kanal. Because the main, becoming attached to one, to take the whole world and the creation and attach it to koydom abriya, is through the eyes. Hainu einei ha-hashgacha, the eyes of the hashgacha of Hashem. V'zeshom rabbi seinu zal, and this is why the Gemara says, achrei levavchem zuminus. When it says, don't follow your heart, it means the apikursis in your heart. The denial of Hashem. V'achrei einechem ze niuf. And don't follow your eyes, that's talking about taivas noshim, chas v'shom. Ki niuf, Shehu pegam hoeinayim, hu minus mamish. Because znus, pegam abris, which is pegam einayim, is a form of apikursis. Why? Kalide pegam hoeinayim, mafrid habriya meechod. Because by being poigim in the eyes, by sinning with his eyes, looking where he's not supposed to look, pegam abris, he's separating after the bria from before the bria. Shezeo bechinas minus v'avodah zorah malson. That's apikursis. That's avodah zorah. That a person doesn't believe in Hashem. He doesn't believe that the whole world is attached to Hashem. It's connected to Hashem. Ve'ikra bria hoisorak b'shvil habchira. The whole reason for Hashem creating the world was for the sake of bchira. Ki rak bishvil ze bora Hashem yisporach kol ha'olam yiskulam meroish v'atzoif. It's only because of Bechira that Hashem created all the worlds, including the angel and Atzilus and everything, for the sake of Bechira. V'kulam nivru bishvil ha'odam ha'tachtoin sheba'olam hazeh. All of them were created for the sake of man in this lowly world. Hamalubosh beguf ochur, whose neshama is dressed in a physical, materialistic body that comes from dirt, from Adama, sheyeshloi bechira livchor betoiv oy behebe chas v'shom, who has the ability to choose between good or the opposite. Ki kol habriya hoiso kedei sheyedim imen isborach. Now, Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain this well. How do we understand that the tachlis, this the importance of bechira, because the whole world was created so that they should know about Hashem. That everyone and everything should know the greatness of Hashem and the goodness of Hashem. Shezehu ikar hatachlis mikola tachlisin. That's the ultimate purpose of all purposes. Ukamay shekosa bezoyer hakadosh shekol habriya hoisa begin deyishtemoidoin lei. That's the wording in the Zoyer Hakadosh. The whole world was that people should come to recognize Hashem, to realize and recognize Hashem. V'Hashem yisborach shir bedaitoy v'chochmosa yisborach she'yefsher legaloy selekusay v'godloy v'ramemusay kiyim al yedei she'yiyah ha'odom abal b'chira boylam. And Hashem, with His infinite wisdom, with His infinite greatness, Hashem figured out that the real hisgalus selekus will only be if there's a human being, a Baal Bechira. Ki kisherotzu legaloi selekusoi, because when Hashem wanted to reveal His elekus, hutzrich livroi oilamois, He had to create worlds. Why? Kim lo yu oilamois, mi yedem imen isborach. Because if there won't be worlds, who's going to know about Hashem? If Hashem wants someone to know about Him, then there's got to be someone. He's got to create world. He's got to create a world. And so, ki hakol echod levad, because in the beginning it was all only one. Bechinas koydam abriya, ve'ein mi sheyedam imene yisborach. And in that way, there's nobody who will know about Hashem. Al kein hutzrich livroyes oylam ulahitzi kol hoylam mikoyach el apoyel. Therefore, Hashem had to create the world and to bring the world from thought into action, into reality. Kedei sheyedu mimenu yisborach, so that they should know about Hashem. This is one explanation in the Zohar HaKadosh and another Sforim. Another way of saying this, we find many times the words Ein Melech Boloyam, that we know that one of the midos of Hashem is Malchus. Hashem has different midos. One of Hashem's midos is Malchus. And Melech, there's no such thing as Melech unless there's an Am. A person walks into a room and nobody there and he says, I'm Melech. He's nuts. He's not Melech. He's crazy. Melech over who? Who are you Melech over? Melech means I rule. I have Memshola. Memshola over who? Over what? Somebody has to accept you a Memshola. There has to be somebody who you rule over. Ach tekev kisheyotzo habriya mikoyach el apoyal. However, as soon as Hashem went ahead and created, He made this world, nisave tekev bechira. There also came, Bechira came into existence. There became a choice, a concept of a choice. Ki tekef achar shiyotza abriya mikoyach el apoyel, because as soon as Hashem finished creating the world, hoyu shnei dvorim, there became two, now there's two. Bechinas ho echod yisporach, there's Hashem, the habriya, and there's the world. Ve'oz shayach bechira kanal, batoyer nal. And as Rabbeinu Zal explained over there in the Kutimran, when there's two, then there's bechira. When there's two, then this or that. When there's one, there's no choice. Person says, you go into a place, I want to buy a car. Okay, no problem, here it is. What do you mean, here it is? I want to see a few cars. There are no. We have only, all the cars are sold, there's only this car. You mean I have no choice at all? Correct, no choice. The choice is buy it or don't buy it. That's the choice. But when there's two, choice begins when there's two. So once Hashem created the world and there was Hashem in the world, that's when the concept of Bechira came into existence. Ve'oz shayach Bechira kanal b'toranal. That's when Bechira came into existence, as Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likut Imran. Ve'zeh hoyom muchruch lebriyas ha'olam. And this was necessary. It had to be this way for the creation of the world. Because if there were not a choice, if Bechira did not come into existence, the world could not have existed. The whole world would have immediately gone back to what it was originally. It would have folded right back into Hashem. And there would be nobody to know about Hashem just like before the Bria. It's a concept. A person has a rubber band, a gumi or something, and they have something attached to a gumi. Or let's say here again, lahavdil. A person has a dog, and they're holding the dog on the chevel, and the person's holding the chevel in his hand real tight. That there's only a few inches that the dog is on that chevel. That dog can't move. That dog is attached to that person. It's like he's part of the person. He can't move. He can't do anything. He can't go anywhere, do anything at all whatsoever without the person. So it's not that the dog is something apart from the person. He's part of the person. Let go of the leash. Let go of the chevel. Now the dog can move on its own. Now there's two. Now there's the person goes this way, the dog goes that way. Two different things. Rav Nosson Zal is telling us that right after the Bria, as soon as Hashem created, if Hashem would have made it that the Bria is 100% attached to Hashem, that it's still 100% part of Echad, then it's not a Bria. Then he didn't do anything. In order for there to be two, Kaviyochel, Hashem had to let go to a degree. Hashem had to let go of the leash. Hashem had to let go of the world and let it be an entity unto itself to a degree. That now there's Hashem and there's the Bria. And the Bria has independence a little bit. Hainu, she'im gam achar ha-Bria, lo yo yoshum b'chira, meaning, Rav Nosson Zal says, if after Hashem went ahead and created the world, there would be no free choice. The world would be attached to Hashem 100% and couldn't move at all with whatsoever with that. Then hayu hakoil yoidin biyediya gemura me'elkusi isborach. Then everybody would know 100% that there's a Hashem. If Hashem wouldn't let the leash out, if everybody would see that we're 100% mekusher to Hashem, then everybody would know about Hashem 100%. Lo yoyo shum kiyum lahabriya. Then the Bria would not be able to exist anymore as an entity. Ki hoyo choyzer hoylam l'sharoshe. The world would go back to what it was before. Ki ikar hu hayidia. Because the most important thing is the knowing, knowledge. Val yedei hayediyo nichlolin b'achduso yisporach. And by knowing Hashem, by knowing, recognizing Hashem, realizing Hashem, a person becomes part of Hashem. U'kemaymar hachocham, I think it's like the Rambam who says, ilu yedativ heyisiv. If you would understand Hashem, you would be Hashem. So the more yediyah a person has, the more das, the more that achdus, the more the person becomes one with that. I'll give an example from a completely different place. Rav Nosson Zal speaks about this in another place. When does a person own something? When they know about it. Let's say a person has a cheshbon, a person opens up a bank account. He opens up a cheshbon in a bank, and then he opens up a cheshbon in another bank, and he's rich. He has cheshbonos in 30 different banks. As long as he knows all 30 banks, as long as he knows that he has a cheshbon in all of those places, it's his. It's attached to him. He can go anytime he wants and go in and show proof, his name, this is my name, it's me, that's my money. As soon as he's Mesiach Das, as soon as he forgets that he has money in one of those banks, that money isn't his anymore. Because he doesn't know about it. The fact that it's sitting there, it has his name, doesn't mean anything. Doesn't mean anything. The fact that he doesn't know, he doesn't realize he has it. Person has a suitcase, let's say, and it's in a certain place, and he forgot where he put it. Again, it's his suitcase, he bought it, he paid for it and everything, but because he doesn't know where it is, it's detached from him, it's disconnected. So yediyah is what attaches something to its shoresh. The more a person knows Hashem and Das of Hashem, the more he's nichlal in Hashem, he becomes echod with Hashem. Nimtza, we see therefore, she'im gam achar habriya hayu hakoil yoidin ho'emes b'li shum safei. If after Hashem created the world, if Hashem would have made it, he would have made the leash so tight that it would be crystal clear to everybody that Hashem's holding the leash, that Hashem is right there. Everybody would see Hashem and know Hashem 100%. Then v'lo yhayo shum mokoim litois, and there would be no possibility of making a mistake, there would be no efshariyut of not knowing that Hashem is there, then the world would go back to what it was before creation. It would go back to the beginning. And the world would be destroyed completely. The world would stop to exist by knowing, if everybody knows 100% that there's a Hashem, then there's only Hashem. There's nothing else. Like we say, Ein Oid Milvadoi. Ein Omad means there's nothing except Hashem. We say it. People say it and they sing it, but we know that 99% of the world doesn't know that and doesn't realize it, and even the people who are saying it don't really realize it. So that's why the world is able to exist. But the minute it would become, if there was such a thing, that people would really know 100, that everybody would know 100% Hashem, then it would go back to what it was in the beginning. Then again, there's only Hashem, nothing else. Al kein, ikar kiyum ha'olam hu rak al yedei ha'bechira. Therefore, what allows this physical, gashmius, materialistic world to exist is the fact that there's bechira. Shenishavet tekef achar abriya, which Hashem put into motion as soon as he created the world. As soon as he turned on the world, he turned on the switch called bechira. Achar sheyotza abriya mikoyach al apoyel, after the world left from Hashem's thought into action. Ki tekef sheyotza habriya mikoyach al apoyel, because as soon as Hashem made the world into an actual entity, hayu shnei dvarim, there are two things now. Ho'echod yisporach, one, the one which is Hashem, v'achar habriya, and then there's after the creation canal. V'im hoyu hakoil yoidin ho'emes, she'achar habriya nimshach mi'achduse yisporach, and if everybody would know 100% that after the briya comes from Hashem, that the whole world comes only from Hashem, and there is only Hashem, nothing else, ho'yochoyzer hakoil el ho'achdus, then everything would go back to oneness, v'hoyum izbatel ho'ilam kanal, and the gashmi world would stop to exist, would cease to exist. Just the concept of a guf and a neshama. We know that Hashem made us a guf and a neshama, which means again, now there's bechira. If there's only neshama, a malach is only neshama, there's no bechira. There's no do this, do that. A malach can only do ratzon Hashem exactly 100%. A person who has a body and a neshama, the neshama says, let's go learn, and the body says, let's go to sleep. Let's go play ball. Let's go eat. And now there becomes a bechira. What am I going to do? Am I going to listen to the neshama, listen to the guf? Am I going to listen to the yetzer toiv or yetzer hara? But the minute a person, so we're going to see, he seems to be saying here, then the tzaddikim are a problem. Because by the tzaddikim, they come to a madrega where there's only Hashem. So if everybody's going to be tzaddikim, there's not going to be any world anymore. Wait, he's going to come to that. Ach Hashem Yisborach, Boroes Habriya, Bo'ifen Ze. However, Hashem created the world in such a way, She'tekef Achar Habriya, Yisavet Tekef Koyach HaBechira. That as soon as he went ahead and created the world, he said, have a nice day, you're on your own now. He cut the leash, he cut the string, here you go, go ahead. Just like when a baby is born. A baby is born, it's got a chevel, it's got a rope, it's attached to the mother, an umbilical cord. As soon as the baby comes out, what do? Snip. Snip means now that before there was one, before anything that the mother ate and drank, and if the mother got sick, the baby got sick, chas v'shalom. And if the mother was healthy, the baby was healthy. And as soon as they cut that string, Now there's two. There's the mother and the baby. That's exactly what it was when Hashem created the world. Koidem abriya, achar abriya. Echod and... Dainu shetekef achar abriya, yihye mokoim litois im yirtzoda. Meaning that Hashem created the world in such a way that as soon as the world was created, Hashem made it possible for a person to make a mistake. Like Chava. Chava made a mistake. Hashem said, don't touch. Hashem never said, don't touch. There's Bechira. The Hashem said, don't eat. The snake said, eat. Now there's a choice. What do I do? Vim yirtze lehistakel al huemes. Now there's a choice. If a person really wants to look for the truth and look at the truth, yireh huemes, they'll see the truth. Shezeo bechinas ha-bechira. That's this concept of a choice. The choice, shenesave achar abriya, al yedei shehoyu was shnei dvorim. Because there were two, it's possible for there to be a concept of a choice. When there's only one, there's no choice. Ki yesh loy koyach livchor bozeh oy bozeh. Hainu kanal, as we said before. She'im yirtze lahato is daito elo emes. If he wants to turn his mind towards the truth, velivchor b'chayim v'toiv, and to choose life, and to choose good, shehu ho echod yisporach, which is Hashem, lehiskare v'ilov, to come close to Hashem, oz toiv loy, then it'll be good for the person. V'oz yichloel gam achar abriya b'koitam abriya. And then that person who makes that choice, that person who chooses good, who chooses Hashem, who chooses to go to get closer to Hashem, that person is taking Achar HaBriya and reconnecting it to Koidem HaBriya al yedei sheyeda veyamin bo ha'emes. By that person realizing and believing in the truth, which truth? Shekol HaBriya nimsheches meyechad yisporach. That everything comes from Hashem and everything is only Hashem. Ein oid milvadoi. Avol yesh loy koyach livchor behepech. But Hashem also made it possible for the person to choose to go the other way. Hainu sheyesh loy koyach lichpor chas v'shalom. A person has the ability to deny Hashem. What Hashem? Paro said, me Hashem. Who Hashem? What Hashem? He Google? No Hashem in my Google. He's not. There's no Hashem. Shezeu bechinas hasheker shenechas achar abriya. This is that sheker that came into existence after creation. What sheker? Hainu hakfirus, the ability to deny Hashem. Shehem sheker. That's lie. Hepechemis, the opposite of truth. Shehem nechos and takef achar abriya. When did that come into existence? Immediately after Hashem created the world, and he cut the string. She'oz nishave miyad habchira, that's when Bechira came into existence. She'yesh koyach lichpor chas v'sholom, l'mi she'yirtze lotzeis chas v'sholom. That a person who wants to go away from Hashem has the ability to deny Hashem. She'zehu ikar hora v'hatuma. That's the real meaning of evil and tuma, impurity. We know that Rashi, we just had this last week, 2 weeks ago, Parshas at the end of Bishalach. The Torah says, Vayovoy Amalek. Amalek came to attack the Jews. Who is Amalek? Amalek is Ra, Tuma. Amalek is the worst Tuma in the world. Amalek is Kfira. Mi Hashem, what Hashem? Amalek heard about Mitzrayim, he heard about the 10 plagues, and he said, Sheker, but no such thing, no such thing. The Yidden are powerful, the Yidden are Hashem, he didn't believe in any of it. And he came to bite them. How could he bite us? How could he bite us? If the Hashgoch of Hashem is on us, if Hashem is watching us, nobody can bite us, nobody can touch us. It says right before that the Yidden decided to become Chachomim. They started philosophizing. They started asking, "Hayesh Hashem bekerbeinu imayim? Is Hashem with us or not?" Became a question. Yes or no? Maybe. Bechira. So that Rashi quotes the Medrash, which says, "What are they crazy? This is like a father who takes his child and puts him on his shoulders, and he carries him, he's walking with him, and there's all kinds of animals. You know, the child is on top of his daddy's shoulders, he doesn't have to be afraid of anything, nothing, nobody can touch him, anything. And they're walking like that for a while, and then they meet somebody, and the child says, "Did you see my daddy by any chance? Wonder where my daddy is. Wonder, he always disappears, he always runs, he always disappears on me, he always goes away." The father says, "You dirty rat, you bum. I'm carrying you on my shoulders the whole time. That's why nobody can hurt you, nobody can touch you, nobody can anything. And you're asking, where's my daddy? I'll show you where's my daddy. Here you go." He takes the child, puts him down, and then the dog comes and bites him. This is exactly what we're talking about here. That when there is the Hashgacha, when we believe in Hashem 100%, when a person knows B'yediyah Shleima, B'emunah Shleima, that is Hashem, and he has the Hashgacha of Hashem on him 100%, then he's one with Hashem. And nobody can touch him, nothing, nothing at all. But because Hashem created the world in such a way that there had to be two, and there had to be Bechira in order for the world to exist, now it becomes a test. Is the person going to remember? Is the person look at himself and say, "Look at this, look at these fingers"? And he takes an x-ray and he sees a finger has a million pieces to it. How did this come about? My mother made it. She took, like she makes a cake, she put salt and cinnamon in it. My mother made it. Who? Some goy made it, the president of the United States. Who made it? There's got to be a creator. So it's got to be some Hashem who's got to be so big, so far beyond our imagination in order just to create a finger. I'm not talking about an eye, a human being, a person, a world, and everything in it. But still, Hashem created, once there's two, there's Bechira, and Hashem wanted there to be Bechira. That now it's a test to see what you're going to choose. And now Rav Nosson Zal explains further. Now he touched on the fact that the Iker Ra and Tumah is Kfira. Ki Iker Hayet Sahara Vasitra Achra Heim Bechinas Kfirus. Because what the Yetzirah and Sitra Achra is really all about is denial of Hashem. That's what it's really all about. Ki Yetzirah v'Sitra Achra nikroim Kel Acher. Because in the Torah, the Yetzirah, the Sitra Achra is called Kel Acher, which, by the way, is Bigimatria Amolek. Amolek is Bigimatria Kel Acher. And Amolek is Bigimatria Sofek, the Zohar HaKadosh says. What is Sofek? Sofek is Bechira. Maybe this, maybe that. Maybe yes, maybe no. That's Sofek. That's Kfira. That's Kelacher. That's Sitra Achra. Kfirois, Kayadua. That's really what the Yetzirah and Sitra Achra is all about. It's all about denial of Hashem. Umachma shenishavet tekef achra bria koyach habechira kanal. And because of the fact that immediately after Hashem created the world, this thing of Bechira came into being, that's what allows the world to continue to exist and not revert back to what it was before creation. Why? Through the fact that there is this wall now, there's this mechitza, there's this barrier between the world and Hashem. What's the barrier? Shehu hastoras hayedia. Our lack of, we don't see Hashem. Person says, what life? Where's the light? I don't see him. I don't see him. When a person doesn't see, then they think they can do whatever they want. A ganav, a thief. Why does he steal? He looks around. Nobody's looking. I can take whatever I want. If he's right that nobody's looking, he gets away with it. He steals and he gets away with it. If somebody saw him, if there was a little camera there, a little eye that he didn't know about, but they did see him, he's not going to get away. Then they're going to catch him. So Hashem created the world in the beginning, and he put this barrier, this hastoras hayedia, ma she'ein hakol yoidin ho'emes miyad, that everybody, all people, don't realize the truth right away. They don't have full 100% recognition of Hashem immediately. That's this whole concept of choice. That's what makes it a choice. If you knew 100%, 100% that there's Hashem, then there'd be no choice. who bechinas tchilas hatzintzum shel cholol haponui. And this concept, this lack of knowing, this lack of seeing Hashem 100%, is another word for cholol haponui, the tzintzum of cholol haponui that's brought in Sforim. The way it's described in the Sifrei Kabbalah, that originally there was only Hashem, wall-to-wall Hashem. In order for there to be a Bria, Hashem had to make room. He had to vacate. He had to be mefaneh. He had to remove himself. He had to be metzamtzim v'or litzdodin in order to make a little room in the middle for a world to be created in. Rav Nosson Zal says that term, chol haponim, that term tzimtzum, removal of the light, another word for that is hastoras hayediyah, lack of knowledge, not knowing, not seeing clearly, not seeing Hashem clearly. Ukemuvan b'mokom acher, as is explained in another place, B'divrei Rabbeinu Zal in Torah Samach Dalet. There Rabbeinu Zal explains, he quotes the whole introduction of the Arizal, how the Arizal explains the beginning of creation, and Rabbeinu Zal shows that what it's really all about is Yediya and Hastoras HaYediya. That's what it's really all about. Shaydeze Iker Kiyum Ho'ilam. And again, that's what allows the world to exist. If there were no Hastoras HaYediya, then there would be no Bechira. Then there's Bittel HaBechira, and then there's only Hashem. There's nothing else. Then we're Malochim, we're not people anymore. It's all one. Kiachshav, Kisheyesh Tzimtzum. Because now that Hashem was mitzamtzim the light, Hashem shrank the light, v'hastoras hayediyah, and Hashem does not let us see Him clearly, does not let us know 100% that He's there. At she'efshe litoy, slimi shirtze, to the point where Hashem has made it possible, if a person wants, to be mistaken, to think mamish that there's no Hashem, there's no such thing. That's this concept of a mechitza. Hashem put a wall between him and the bechira, that we don't see him clearly. And that's this whole concept of the koyach habechira. Azai miskayim hoilam. Then you have a world. The whole world does not go back to koydem habriya. Because of that barrier, because of that lack of knowledge. So Rav Nosson Zal showed us now how important it is that there should be Hastoras HaYediyah. How important it is that there should be people who are not religious, who don't believe in Hashem. Because if not for them, then you don't have a world. If not for them, we go back to only Hashem. Avol, however, imkain, if that's what you're going to say, if you're going to say what's keeping the world going is the Hastoras HaYediyah, is the people who don't know about Hashem and everything, imkain yizbatel hoilom machmas heder achius, then let's take it to the other way. Then the world can stop to exist by lack of connection to Hashem. The world can become so disconnected to Hashem if it, like the, it's a pasuk, imloi brisi chukoi shamayim v'aretz loy samti. The Gemara says if everybody in the world stops studying Torah for 1 second, the world stops to exist. Meaning, if everybody disconnects from Hashem, the Torah, we said, makes us one with Hashem. If everybody disconnects from the Torah, no world, goodbye world. There's no, because the whole world becomes, if it becomes mamish, 100% disconnected from Hashem, it disappears. Ki im kein, me'achar shiyesh mosoch hamavdil, because if you're telling me that there is this wall, there is this barrier that separates the world from Hashem, that disconnects the world from Hashem, me'hechon yekabel ho'ilom amalo yechius mimkor achayim, then how in the world does the world draw life from its source, from Hashem, Shehu Echod Yisborach HaMachayah Skulam, which is Hashem, who's giving life to everything. You're telling me there's a wall. You're telling me there's a disconnect. Alkein HaTzadikim Hei Mekayim Es Olam. That's why we have Tzadikim. Because they're the ones that assure that the world continues to exist. Ki HaTzadikim HaBoicharim Bachayim. The tzaddikim who choose the right path, they choose to live. Umaminim shekol abriyanim shechvinim v'ram yachdusi esporo. They believe 100% that the whole world and everything came from, was created from the oneness of Hashem. Al yidei zeh heim koilolim achar abriya b'koidom abriya. Through that, they attach the world to before creation. They attach the world to the oneness of Hashem. Person say, what do you mean? Don't you have to do it physically? Don't you have to pick up the world with your hands and plug it in? No. All it takes is yediya. By knowing fully, by knowing 100% that everything is from Hashem, nichlal hakoil be'echod kanal. It's all part of Hashem. Just like as long as I know I have that money in the bank, it's not in my pocket, there's no wire attaching me, I have to travel 6,000 miles to get to it. But it's mine, it's connected to me, it's my money 100%, it's exactly as if it were in my pocket. Ve'oz nichlal ha'olam bi'echod. And then, through the tzaddikim, the world plugs into the oneness of Hashem. V'yafal pikein? But again, if there were only tzaddikim, and the whole world, everybody would, then again, no world, no bechira, no. V'yafal pikein, yesh kiyum l'hoilam, and still the world is able to continue to exist. Ki nichlal be'echod bebechinas rotzoi v'shoiv. Because the tzaddikim in this world who are serving Hashem and doing mitzvahs and everything, they're not crossing a certain line. If they would cross a certain line of complete bitul, if a tzaddik decides to take a rocket and go straight up to Hashem with no parachute, like there were tzaddikim that did, 4 tzaddikim went up to Shamayim, 1 came back down, 3, one came back down safely. One of them died, one of them became mind affected, the other one became an apikoiris. But the connection to Hashem is berotzoi vashoiv. It's super, super going up high, high and connecting with Hashem, but then coming back down. They're not disconnecting from their body completely. If a tzaddik would choose to be like a malach, no eating, no sleeping, just neshama, then you have bitul hametzias, then you have bitul. But because it's rotzoi v'shoiv, because the tzaddikim are being nichlal in ein soif and nichlal in yechdus, but they're coming back down, that's what's allowing the world to continue to exist. Bechinas moti v'loy moti, like Rabbi Nizal mentions in a place, that touching and not touching, touching Hashem and not touching Hashem, kaviyochel. Me'achar shekvar mishabrim hakfirus. Once the tzaddikim succeed in breaking the kfira, umaminim shegam mosoch hamavdil bi'atzmoy, v'abechiro bi'atzmoy hakol mimenu yisborach, and they realize that this wall, the wall that separates us from Hashem, that wall is Hashem. Who put the wall there? It's Hashem. Hashem put that wall there. The wall is Hashem, and the bechir is Hashem. It's all Hashem. V'azai nichlal hakoil b'achdusa yisborach bebechinas rotzi v'shoiv. Then everything plugs into Hashem, but in a format of rotzi v'shoiv, going up and coming back down. Bebechinas redifa u'ma'akev, hamavur b'makam acher. The concept of the Zohar Kodesh that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about in Torah Chav Dalet, the concept of the moichin, racing, chasing, racing to reach out to Hashem, but there's a ma'akev, there's a wall there, there's the keser, a crown, which is like a fence, which doesn't allow the moichin to go out of bounds, to grab onto the Ein Soif in a way that they can't come back down. Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Torah Chav Dalet that through this process of the moichin, the tzaddikim running up, reaching up to Hashem, but hitting against the wall, hitting against that barrier, that bechira, the body, the gashmius and everything, hitting against that, that banging is what creates kelim, vessels and everything, into which the light of Hashem, kelim and hecholim, in which to receive the light of Hashem, ulehisanagal Hashem, lachzois banoyim Hashem, vakrecholoi, to be zeichet to the maximum connection with Hashem's light that a person can get in this world. V'yafal pikein, lo yizbate legamri. And still, they don't lose it completely. They don't become nullified completely. Shekol Elu Hahecholin Hazakim Varuchnim. All of these fat, pure and spiritual hecholim that are built, nasin alidei shezocho l'shaber hamosach hamavdil. They are created by the fact that the tzaddik was zochet to break that wall. Alidei shebochar b'chayim, by the tzaddik choosing life. At shalidei ze nishapech hamosach hamavdil v'nasin mimenu hecholin iloin l'kabel hoyer al yodoyim. And as a result of that, the wall becomes a wall of a building, becomes a wall of a heichal, of a castle, into which to receive the light of Hashem. V'nasim yimenu heicholin iloin lekabel ho'er al yodoy lichol bartusis bora barotzi v'shoyiv. And it generates these heicholin to receive the light of Hashem, to plug into the oneness of Hashem, barotzi v'shoyiv, going up and coming back down. Allowing the tzaddik to mamish become one with Hashem to the highest degree that it's possible, and yet not to disintegrate, not to disappear, but rather to be zeuchet to know, to understand and recognize Hashem completely. Not to become blown to smithereens and become, you know, like the tzaddik who couldn't come back down, who died, he couldn't come back down. His neshama left him. Sheze ikar hatachlis huamiti. This is the ultimate purpose. This is the ultimate goal of a tzaddik to get to this madrega. Ashrei mi sheyish yiske lazeh. Fortunate is the person who is zeuche to get to this. Rav Nosson Zal repeated himself a little bit because he's talking about very delicate things. This is all dakus. He's explaining the secrets behind creation and Bechir and everything. He's explaining what it's really all about and why it has to be this way, why it couldn't be any other way, and how it's the combination of tzaddikim, why the world has to have good and bad in it, in order to be able to get to this level of Yediyah of Hashem. A level that's higher than malachim. This is something that Rav Nosson Zal speaks about in other places. That a malach can recognize Hashem. A malach can reach a certain level of yediyah. A tzaddik can reach a much higher level of yediyah. Why? Because the malach didn't go through what the tzaddik went through. The malach didn't have tests, bechira and everything. It's only by going through those tests and passing those tests you get to a completely, completely different level than if you wouldn't have had those tests. The level of Bechira, Lahavdil, they say in a marriage and other things, if things are being done the right way, when there are disagreements, when they don't see, when they're not exactly the same, that could bring them closer together. If it's dealt with the right way, an argument, when they're able to disagree and be separated, and then see that even though we're so far apart, we can come together, we can find ways to come back together and sit. They get to a level of ahava, a level of closeness that's bigger than if there were no machlokes. Just like the statement that one of the great tzaddikim in Breslov made, that Rabbeinu Zal has the ability to bring the world to a level of tikkun, that it'll be better than new, better than before the Eitz Hadas. You have a keli that breaks, and you can fix it. There's glue, different kinds of devik thing, you can fix it. But everybody says, but it'll never be like new. It'll never be like new. We know that there's a possibility. There are ways, there's a kind of a tikkun that's better than new, that's stronger than new. That the glue, this crazy glue, you can pull, you can hit it with a sledgehammer, it won't break. The other part of the keli, the part that didn't break, you can break. This part with the glue, you can never break. That's the concept here. That tzaddikim coming down to this world of toiv and ra and bechira and everything puts them, raises them to a level much, much higher than if it were just kulay toiv, if they were just toiv. Hold it over here.